This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What's on your mind? Happy New Year's Eve. Getting ready to ring out 2021 and ring in 2022. As far as I'm concerned, 2021, much like 2020, can just not let the door hit you on the way out. All right, just leave. Hopefully 2022 we get back to some more old normal. Some, you know, no more new normal. Don't want any more new normal. Anyway, we're brought to you by our friends at PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Every day there's a great special. Of course, homemade lunch specials. They're doing Valley City, a pulled pork with gravy or chicken fettuccine today. Exit 292, right off of I-94. A couple of locations got the staff off today. West Main Avenue, West Fargo, doing Cook's Choice today, and they're doing taco mac and cheese at the 12th Avenue one. Keep in mind, too, always got that 4 for $4 going. Great personal pan pizza, 2 delicious cookies, and a 20-ounce pop for $4. 4 for $4 all day, every day at all the PetroServe USA locations. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better, and they are hiring. Great company to work for, too. Lots to do in the second hour. Rod Ness is in for Scott Hennen. He'll be back on Monday. Boy, he knows when to head to Florida, doesn't he? Somewhere in the...
Well, he certainly does. And we've got a great lineup this half hour. Ag Commissioner Doug Goering, Kathleen Nessett, Todd Schaefer, Dean Brashani. And Kevin, I asked Senator Hovind if you want to go pheasant hunting with me tomorrow. He was a little hesitant.
Yeah. You're going to have good luck getting the dogs to go pheasant hunting with you tomorrow.
Wow. Man, I was like, come on, Senator, let's go get them. It's the season's about to end. It's a new year. It's what a great way to start the new year. And he really like, No,
I think I'd be with him. It's just a little too, should have got that done in October, buddy. November even.
Hey, hunt hard. You never know what the next year will bring. After the last 2 years, who knows? We're going to roll through this this last hour, and we got Doug Goering. Is Doug on the line with us?
Good morning, Ron.
Commissioner, how are you today?
Well, I'm doing well. I'm ready to put this year behind us and look forward to some great things in 2022.
In the energy industry, we call this a good natural gas day. So.
Yes, it is.
Doug, what was the one good thing that happened in 2021 for the ag community in North Dakota?
Well, prices finally came up. The value of the dollar went down, I guess. And those actually coincide. As the dollar goes down, we become more competitive in the global market and we can actually compete. And we'll start to see more export sales. We start to see more product moving, which when you're a state in a country that has a surplus, you're the land of plentiful, we're bountiful, we're blessed. We have to find a home for the rest of our commodities so that we can have economic security. We already have food security to a great degree, I should say, but we certainly have to be mindful of that. If we don't be economical, we won't have energy, food security, and economic security. So they all go hand in hand, and sometimes people forget that if they forget about Econ 101.
Well, Doug, I'm really glad you mentioned that because you're exactly right. If you watch commodity prices and the value of the dollar, I remember going way back in 2014, oil was in that, it was $100 plus a barrel, and it was 85. And all of a sudden, on the 1st of July, that dollar inverted, and the value of the dollar went up, and energy prices started to tumble, ag prices started to tumble. So that is one of those. So the economic policy of the United States, the policies of the administration, those things are all important. So we were talking a little bit about, with Senator Hovind, the value-added opportunities in the state, Doug, and maybe we can touch on that. But also, let's not forget about the stockmen across the state. And virtually no grass, had to bring in bales. How do you look forward to the next year in terms of, you know, how badly we need moisture in order to get those pastures back to shape?
Yeah, no, and it's a great point. We, this previous drought that we just dealt with, started the year previously, back in 2020 in the middle or July. There's places that got cut off and never saw rain again until, late 2021. And it certainly gave an opportunity to help recover a little bit, but most of the damage is already done because we had a lack of forage for either grazing or for putting up so that we could build on those reserves, coming into this winter. So most of our livestock industry ended up having to either go someplace else and put up feed or buy feed, transport feed from other states and other areas across the state. And some had to divest themselves, maybe cut pretty hard within their herds. Some had some total dispersion sales. And that hurts your local economy. It's hard to recover from those things because it takes a while to build back. And especially, I believe, what was, you know, sort of a slap in the face to most of the livestock producers is prices were so depressed that they sold those livestock for not a very good price, but they're probably going to have to pay twice that to come back. So it's tough for the industry. We don't know where the numbers settled out from this drought, but I believe we're going to be somewhere between 19 and 23-24% of our stock herd has been reduced in the state. I know that there's some guys that have already started rebuilding. Some kept back some heifers, and it takes a while to, you know, really see the return on those. But I'm hopeful going forward. We got some moisture this last fall, late summer, and some places said they saw some greening up. We've got a little snow on the ground. We're in a good dormant position, you know, during winter where you got some moisture in the ground. We're going to grow grass right away coming out of this spring. And we'll have to see then at that point if we continue to get rains, we'll continue to bless the land and be able to retain our cows and start building not only our herds but building our forage and feed supplies going into the next following year. But we have to get through this one.
A lot of ranchers out there moving snow this week and taking a lot of energy and a lot of work, but I suspect they're not complaining because they know they need that moisture. I think they can make it through one really bad year, but that second year you're going to have moisture. So how about on the production agriculture side and the crop outlook for 2022? What's going to go in the Goring farm next year?
Well, you
fertilizer
know,
prices are certainly going to hit you.
Yeah, we got labor shortages across the United States. We have labor shortages in North Dakota. We need skilled workers. We've been fighting with the administration on H-2A workers. Those are some of the most skilled workers we get out of South Africa for some of our operations, whether it's potatoes, sugar beets, some of our livestock operations, some of our grain operations, our custom harvest operations rely on those. But we also have issues with processing and labor issues on trucking, transportation. We got a 61,000 truck driver shortage in this nation. And I think it was so unfortunate when the approach by the federal government was to say, and by some states, oh, if you're non-essential, you need to stay home during this whole COVID time. And if you're essential, you need to go to work. Well, that just caused confusion and it caused envy and jealousy and problems because you were paying people to sit home and not work. And now we have a problem where people don't want to go back to work. We've changed the culture of this country. We need to turn this thing around. Everybody's essential. You help drive an economy. It's about service. I mean, our entire United States economy is built on service. You're serving someone. You're manufacturing something, you're delivering, you're processing it, you're getting it someplace. those are all essential parts of this whole moving apparatus, and we just need to get people back to work. We have job openings. We need to help really serve the consumer, the industries, the multiple industries that are out there. Otherwise, we're going to fall short of that other key component, which was economic security we talked about at the beginning, which compromises food security, which on the other side of that, we need energy security because in our business, in agriculture, we're very energy reliant, and we see our brothers and partners in this. We need you to be more efficient, more effective in extracting and developing energy so that we can be more efficient and effective.
Commissioner, we're going to wrap up. We're going to wrap up the discussion, and thanks for your great work. And I hope you have a great new year. And certainly, we know that agriculture and energy in North Dakota are all tied together, and we've got to continue to fight the good fight. So, thanks for your efforts, and
happy new year.
North Dakota Truck Wash, the Bakken's premier all-in-one location stop for all of your vehicle's wash needs. Commercial vehicles, standard semis, work trucks, pickup trucks, SUVs, and even motorhomes. Plus, you won't find better customer service anywhere. Find North Dakota Truck Wash conveniently located behind Senex in Stanley on the truck bypass. Open 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday or call 628-1550. 628-1550. Online at ndtruckwash.com.
End of year means a lot to your farm business, and High Plains Apache may have that used sprayer you need, like a 2009 Hardy Commander 4400 pull-type sprayer, or a 2002 Red Ball 670 pull-type sprayer, or a 2018 Apache AS1030 self-propelled sprayer. It's the right place and the right time for used sprayers you're looking for. The 2022 models are ready for you, too, with product, parts, and service. End of year deals means an easier next year. High Plains Apache Sprayers at highplainsapache.com.
You see the signs everywhere, Strata. What are they? They're all about service, exceptional service and support to their customers, quality, high quality, cost competitive products and services, integrity, innovation too, and they're a great place to work. The Strata Corporation has a career for you waiting at stratacorporation.com. Click the careers link. Solid people, solid products, solid performance. Since 1910, that's Strata solid.
In Minnesota, we work hard and we play hard. Not everyone has the time to follow important debates about health care, taxes, and our kids' education. But people we don't know are making decisions for us every single day. That's where Center of the American Experiment comes in. We research the tough issues facing Minnesota to find common sense solutions and give you a voice. Center of the American Experiment is Minnesota's think tank, and we're working hard to make Minnesota better for you.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind, Friday edition, New Year's Eve edition. Scotty's back on Monday. Ron Ness co-hosting the day. Happy to have you, Mike, and Ron. And I was just thinking about Mike and the team at MyPillow as we wrap up the year. If you go to MyPillow.com, a couple of killer deals going on right now. They got the towel set, which Mike kind of reversed engineered these towels. They really are unique and really unbelievably absorbent is the way that I would put it. They're normally $109.99. They're down to $39.99. That's with the promo code, different styles, colors, sizes. There's a whole kind of a set of them in each set for $39.99. The 3-inch mattress topper, they've got 50% off right now. They're trying to move those out of there for the end of the year. And, of course, if you want to read Mike's book, it's phenomenal. They've got that for sale on there from crack addict to CEO. The classic My Pillows are $19.98 right now. Set of three My Pillows, and Mike's memoir together. They've got some different package prices for different stuff too. Just check them all out. I love the My Slippers. They are so awesome. Call 800-506-9028. Use the promo code SCOTT. That's S-C-O-T-T. Or 800-506-9028. Made in the USA. 10-year warranty. They are going to last. 60-day money back guarantee as well. You have nothing to lose. Time to start getting that quality sleep you not only want, but that you need at MyPillow.com. Action-packed hour on What's On Your Mind. Ron Ness in for Scott Hennon. Good to have you here, buddy. Getting ready for
the new year.
Thank
you, Kevin. We've got the great guests piled up here, and we've got so much to talk with all of these folks. We could have them all morning, I think. So, Kathleen Nesset, are you with us today?
I am here, Ron. Good morning.
Hi, Kathy. Of course, Kathy is the owner and founder of Nesset, a oilfield well site services geology company out of Tioga, North Dakota. She's a past chair of the Board of Higher Education. She's past chair of the North Dakota Petroleum Council and runs and operates her business in Tioga. And, Kathy, we're just talking about the workforce shortage. I'm headed up to Williston next week. How severe is it? And boy, we just need to find people that want to work in all segments of North Dakota. But on the oil and gas side, we are trying hard to find people, aren't we?
Boy, we really are, Ron, and it's a challenge. I will say it's a challenge. You know, we've gotten on and at Nesset expanding into engineering services and such for the oil industry. And our best way of finding workers is networking, word of mouth, friends of friends and family members and brothers and sisters and whomever. But it's a huge challenge here. But that's good in a way. It tells us that our industry is growing and our workforce is needed.
Certainly, and I think one of the things I'm seeing the companies, instead of just trying to poach and steal from each other, we're reaching out into Minneapolis, Wisconsin, all over the upper Midwest and West Coast. And so we get pretty creative, and hopefully the different thing today is that we just don't know if these people want to come to work, and I think that's the frustrating part. You know, the wages are going to go up. So, Kathy, what was the one great thing for the energy industry in 2021?
You know, Ron, I think, first off, the great thing is that, you and I think we're just blessed to be in such a fabulous industry. I'm just so proud to be a part of this. What I'm going to look at is, I think this was led by, by our state, by Governor Burgum, by the state legislature, and the industry once again has run and been innovative with taking care in this time, carbon management. I think it really is. It's so important that we keep in reinventing ourselves as an industry. And right now, that fits the bill of this carbon capture, carbon sequestration, all the work that's being done by the various different companies. I think it's great, and I think it adds value to our crude oil.
Certainly, Kathy, we see the legislature create the Clean Sustainable Energy Authority. You've been appointed by the governor to serve on that. We've got the carbon projects with the ethanol facilities, Red Trail, and you're involved in the geology. So tell us just something unique about that North Dakota geology that North Dakota has, but the rest of certainly the upper Midwest doesn't.
You know, Ron, it's just incredible how special this geology is. We have the oil and gas bearing zones. We have 19 different formations. We keep keying on the Bakken and Three Forks. But there's other zones out there for oil and gas, and there are other zones also that are great reservoir rock to hold and to permanently store safely this carbon, the CO2. And that's what these projects that you are describing and named here are doing. And that is with the guidance and the support of the North Dakota legislature. So I always look back to, and Governor Burgum, makes the joke on it also, this is the oil legacy. This money came from the oil and gas industry. I'm thrilled to see so much of it going back and reinvested in companies here that are bringing great innovative technologies. The geology is great. We're going to do some work on some salt cavern studies. We're doing that with the EERC. Once again, we're working on developing and studying these underground resources, you know, the different formations, the Broom Creek, the Dakota Formation, the down into the Deadwood. There's just formations that we need to learn more about, but we are blessed to have this geology here in North Dakota.
Kathy, I think that's one of the great frustrations for those of us in the energy industry, and you think about, you know, leaving 800 years of coal in the ground in North Dakota forever. You think about, you know, putting that carbon in the ground, but then there's a whole group of people out there that don't want to utilize that carbon, that CO2, to inject into the Bakken to really re-energize the Bakken oil field, and that would take us decades into the future in terms of massive oil production. But the antis out there just simply don't want that, and they want to shut down the coal plants. They don't want to make oil and natural gas. Ultimately, the prices go up. And what's your message across the state to our listeners today?
You know, my message is anything that is, you know, negative, detrimental to the oil and gas industry and the coal industry, the energy industry as a whole, you know, actually hurts worldwide the most vulnerable. You know, the impoverished, those are the people who struggle the most. You know, the elites and the wealthy will pay for their energy however and at whatever price. But I think it's really up to us as North Dakotans. And as I listened to Senator Hoeven earlier, you know, he made reference to, you know, this administration's energy policy. You know, I agree that I think that, you know, regulation and federal regulatory oversight is just hampering the entire energy industry. But I say there is no energy policy, and that is the problem from the federal level. I think what we do here in North Dakota sets the stage and is absolutely a template, you know, for what a good energy policy looks like and should be taken nationwide.
Make that Bakken barrel just one iota cleaner than the rest of the oil in the world, and we win, in my opinion. Kathy, we're going to run out of... Go ahead.
No, I'm totally with you on that, and I think the Bakken oil is that, and coupled with the geology that allows us to do this, you know, manage this carbon, whether it's sequestration or using it in, you know, tertiary recovery, these are all good things for our state and our nation.
You and I were fortunate to host former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, and hopefully a presidential candidate for 2024, in his comments about, you know, how energy came up, no matter where in the world he was, in the first three questions with any world leader, the ability of the United States to supply our friends and allies with energy was on the top of his discussion. And, you know, he always said, watch out for China. So thanks, Kathy. You have a great new year. We got a lot of work to do in 2022, but we're going to get it done. We'll see you next week, maybe in Williston.
Sounds great. Happy New Year to all your listeners.
If you have questions or calls, you can call 1-800-228-0550. That's 1-800-228-0550. We'll be back with Dr. Todd Schaefer.
H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
Hi, Gus here from Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North. Due to the lack of the moisture in the soil, we've been experiencing more calls regarding foundation movement. Lack of moisture causes soil to contract and pull away from your foundation. If you notice dirt pulling away from your home, you'll need to make sure that you don't have bigger issues. Cracks in your sheetrock or outside walls, sloped floors, sticking doors and windows. Contact us today at 701-280-7038. Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, your complete foundation experts.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Los Angeles police officer who fatally shot a 14-year-old through a wall as a suspect was attacking another shopper has been identified as 42-year-old William Dorsey Jones Jr., a veteran cop with the LAPD. Hundreds of homes have been lost after two wildfires started and grew quickly Thursday as high winds whipped through the Front Range in Colorado, forcing tens of thousands of residents from their homes. Clint Folsom, mayor of Superior, Colorado, on CNBC last night.
It's a dire situation here. We've still got a mandatory evacuation order in effect. I'm doing a tour of the town with law enforcement right now, and we've got we've lost a couple hundred houses, and they're still actively burning.
The hardest hit were Superior and Louisville, Colorado. The U.S. Census Bureau has Louisville at about 21,000 residents and Superior at 13,000. Both are located between Denver and Boulder. USA Radio News.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind, brought to you by our friends at PetroServe USA. Weekly specials and daily specials today. Well, the PetroServe location, it's kind of a twofer deal today. Personal pan pizza with the cheesy or the garlic bread for $5.99. And if you like the pan pizza, maybe you don't want the garlic bread, go with the 4 for $4. Get the 20-ounce soda and two cookies, as well as the personal pan pizza for $4. All day, every day at all the PetroServe locations. They're doing a couple of Valley City's got pulled pork with gravy and chicken fettuccine today. West Main Avenue, West Fargo's got the Cook's Choice going. Taco Mac and Cheese on 12th Avenue. And they're serving up a nice chicken patty lunch at Glendon in Minnesota today. That's PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better and making you hungry every day here on What's on Your Mind. We do have a call before we get to Todd, Ron. It's Sandy in Bismarck. I wanted to ask about to talk about carbon capture. Sandy, what's on your mind?
Hi. Good morning. Carbon capture. The science that I learned back in school years ago was that trees and plants absorb CO2 and put out oxygen. So why are we going to bury carbon?
Sandy, that I just so wish you would have asked that when Doug Goring was on the line this morning. I think it's one of the great misnomers of our society. Commissioner Goring would tell you that we're about two-thirds where we need to be in terms of carbon in the air in order for plants and crops to fully be able to produce their maximum. And I really hope that everybody will take that question back to the tables, because we're in the society where we think that we've got to push this carbon down hole and store it. And I don't know. I certainly think we need to do what we have to try and reduce our carbon footprint somewhat, some extent, but it seems to me like it's just what the world needs in order to feed it. So, good question. I hope
exactly.
Scott or somebody
without,
can have somebody
CO2,
back with more science.
We won't be alive. Yeah.
CO2 is pretty
without
darn
CO2,
important
we
every
won't
day.
Be alive.
So, well, Sandy, great question. I hope you continue to push the button on that. And we need to get Scott or future hosts to really nail that topic down, because I think you're spot on. So, with that, we're going to move over to Todd Schaefer. He's the CEO of Sanford Bismarck. Todd, welcome to the show. A couple months on the job here. We're looking to find out what's going on with COVID in North Dakota, and more, probably more importantly to our listeners, the flu season is here, isn't it?
Absolutely. I appreciate you having me on the show today, and Happy New Year to you right up front. What we're seeing now is the COVID numbers in the state, although we're seeing the Omicron variant, we're seeing increased numbers there. The numbers of hospitalizations have leveled out. So we're not seeing a steady decline, but we're also not seeing a sharp increase at this point in time in terms of COVID. Now, with influenza, however, we are seeing that increase fairly sharply. this time last week, we had one or two cases in the hospital, and now we have about a dozen cases that are in the hospital right now, all influenza A.
So, Todd, the COVID numbers, when you look and you watch the national news, you see all of the positivity rates, but the numbers of patients in your COVID unit at the hospital itself, it seems for probably 18 months now, you really had no room at the inn. What's the status today?
So as of today, we've got right at the double-digit mark. We're right at 10, and we're holding pretty steady at 10. When we see what variants that we have in the hospital, we don't report out whether it's a Delta or an Omicron. But in general, when you look at the positivity rate, although we see that positivity rate go up because of Omicron, there's still a fairly heavy burden of Delta that is in the system, which is what leads to more hospitalization. So it's closer to 50-50 between the two. And I suspect that the majority of what we're seeing in the hospital is the Delta. So it's still out there. And even though there's a lot of hope that Omicron causes less severe disease and less hospitalizations, we still have to remember that Delta is circulating through the communities.
So the symptoms of Omicron and the severity of the health issues related to it, as you look across the Sanford system, is it more the at home flu type system versus the severe impacts of COVID as we know it?
So far, what we're seeing that's spot on. That doesn't mean that you still couldn't get sick and end up in the hospital with it, in the ICU, et cetera. So it just, in general, we see it to be a little bit less severe of a course of disease, more of your typical run-of-the-mill cold-type symptoms, but still has that potential. Like an influenza, you could give it, influenza could affect 100 people, and maybe 2 or 3 will end up in the hospital, and 100 will do, and the other 97 will do just fine. But it's those 2 or 3 that we worry about that get into the hospital and really increase, with our capacity issues the way we have right now in the state, it just puts an increased burden on those. So it still want to take the proper precautions to try to prevent getting, whether it's COVID or influenza.
Todd, the typical precautions, a lot of family gatherings. I've heard of a lot of flu-type systems going through families. So wash your hands, consider a flu shot. What else do you suggest that your staff is seeing there at Sanford?
So I think the biggest thing is if you're not feeling well, just don't get together. And I can speak from personal experience. And we had a little bit of a cold virus go through. It was, negative for flu and COVID, but we still elected to not have Christmas. And we're going to do that at a later date to get together, making sure that everybody stays healthy. So if you're not feeling well, the best thing you can do is just try to lay low, hydrate, and avoid potentially spreading it to other people.
Todd, we've been talking a lot about, or not enough about, workforce this morning on the show, but your team and all the healthcare professionals across North Dakota, 18 months, you guys have been going pretty hard here. Do you think 2022 is looking better in terms of where we're headed?
Well, that's the one thing that I wanted to call out today as we reflect back on 2021 is, just the effort and the team stepping up to take care of this. Earlier in 2021, as we looked ahead, we had the vaccine that came out and we had all this hope that, we saw the light at the end of the tunnel and maybe this would be something now we can look at in the rearview mirror. It actually got to the point where we had 0 cases of COVID in the hospital here in Bismarck at Sanford. And just that hope as the year went on that things were going to be better. And then we started to see the Delta come, the Delta variant come, and then seeing more cases in the hospital. I couldn't be more proud of our staff, our nurses, our physicians, our environmental services, our food services, just everybody who takes care of a patient. Step up to the plate, even given workforce shortages, the increase in the amount of travel nurses that we have, our own staff that work for us on a daily basis stepped up and really took care of patients, in countless fashions. It's just hours upon hours upon hours that they covered to make sure that our patients were well taken care of. So when you look at that, they continue to step up. But to your point, you know, it's been 18 months, and, you know, when is enough enough? And when you look ahead and you see, start to see other variants come, whether it's Omicron or whatever the next one is, we just hope that, you know, we continue to see increased, you know, vaccination rates and people continue to take it seriously. Even if it is less virulent and causes less hospitalization, we really want people to continue to take those precautions because it is those frontline workers that are taking the brunt of this.
Todd, my 93-year-old mother ended up in the hospital this week, and I just tell you, from everybody, when it's your family, you want the absolute best possible health care for them. And the staff over at Sanford is just, I was just shocked at the compassion, the professionalism, and, you know, they're tired working over the holidays. And, you know, I just wanted to convey that, whether it's the emergency services workers across North Dakota, but, you know, it really matters when it's your family. Well, there's a lot of controversy around medical issues and all of that stuff, but when it comes right down to it, when you've got somebody in your family in that hot seat, I want the best possible care, and I fully believe that in North Dakota we are providing them great care. There's always a opportunity and room for improvement, and your team is working on that. But big shout out to all those healthcare workers across North Dakota. So
I appreciate it, Ron. I mean, that's really at the end of the day what we try to emphasize is, you know, when you have that patient in front of you, just, you know, imagine that that's your mother, your father, your brother, your sister, and that's how you should treat each and every patient at the end of the day.
Todd, what's the Bison prediction for you? You're the first one I've been able to ask.
Yeah, well, I thought about it. You know, going to get to the game next week, so excited to see the matchup. You know, to see Coach Vegan back, you know, on the other sideline, and be able to see what he's able to do with that Montana State program. But I got the Bison winning 31-20, and we'll get back where things are supposed to be on top of the FCS subdivision.
Todd, one final question. I know the nurse shortage is just absolutely incredible, and I think starting wages at Sanford for a nurse is about $30 an hour. Anything unique or creative that you guys are going to try and do to attract more people into the nursing profession?
So we have a lot of different initiatives that we're working on through our HR department. We are bringing in some international nurses. So we've interviewed, and we've got a few dozen that are coming in throughout the year. The first set of nurses coming in will be coming in here in quarter one. We're looking at different scholarshiping mechanisms to be able to identify students that are in school and then, you know, basically scholarship them through school and have them come work for us. We've also looked at initiatives for people that work for us currently, whether if you're a CNA, and you're working for us, if you want to go back to school, how do we help support that education? You know, working with the local universities to say, how do we be better partners with you and give opportunities for clinical spots to be able to perform your in-person clinicals. And then, you know, you get them in here, they get to see our culture, they get to see how we care for patients, and then want to be a part of our team. So trying to work with a lot of those different types of initiatives to help with our workforce shortages here in the state.
And you guys have the NDSU School of Nursing, which is adjacent to the Sanford campus. Are you seeing enrollment in those programs steady?
The enrollment, as I understand, is down a little bit for the fall semester. But, you know, other local universities here, you know, BSD, who has been a good partner, University of Mary, who's been a good partner as well, they're seeing you know, leveling out of their enrollment as well in terms of like good numbers for what they're seeing as well. So it's throughout the state, it's holding somewhat steady, but just a little bit down. And when I think you raise a very good point, you know, you worry about that compassion fatigue where people just say, you know what, there's plenty of workforce opportunities all over the place. You know, what would drive me to be a nurse? And, you know, we really want to make sure we continue to work with our local partners, high schools, et cetera, to try to continue to show that, you know, healthcare is a fantastic vocation. And it really, you give a lot back to your community with choosing to serve as a nurse or a physician or a respiratory therapist, et cetera.
All right, Todd, thanks for being our guest today. And we're going to be back with NDSU President Dean Brashani to talk all things Bison and the future workforce for North Dakota as we wrap up the show on the last day of 2021.
News breaks every minute. Now, millions of Americans are turning to Newsmax when they really need to know. I do it. and you should too. Newsmax is already the fourth highest rated cable news channel. Get the latest on COVID, the inflation surge, and what's really happening in Washington. Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. Tune in tonight at 7 p.m. Central and watch Grant Stinchfield. He's warning of the growing threat from China. Stinchfield is asking the tough questions. He's fighting for you. So tune in to Newsmax tonight for Stinchfield on all major cable systems in North Dakota and South Dakota, except for Midco. Midco carries 11 liberal news channels on basic cable but won't carry Newsmax. Remember that when Midco asks you to sign up for their services. Let them know you won't subscribe. Millions are also watching the free Newsmax app on their phones. You can get it for free on your smartphone store right now. Newsmax. I trust it. So can you. EcoServe USA, helping America feel better with the lowest priced fuel around and lots of choice at the pump. Plus, great deals all month long, like any size coffee or cappuccino, 49 cents. Pizza Corner Pizza, 2 for $11. Old Trapper Deli Sticks, $10.99. Energizer batteries, any size, a buck off. And ball caps and queen size blankets, $5 off. Plus, the 4 for 4 deal, pizza, 2 cookies, 20 ounce drink, $4. EcoServe USA, helping America feel better.
My pals at Action Movers are now offering the lowest local move rate in North Dakota. It's the lowest advertised rate in 20 years. $99 an hour for two men in a truck. All you need to do is mention Scott. Not only the lowest local move rate, but the best movers in the state. They're professionally trained. They're background checked. Action Movers, North Dakota's best moving company since 1932. Family owned, veteran owned. Call now. 566-5532. 566-5532. Mention Scott to take advantage of this great offer.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Schwann Buick GMC at 3812 Memorial Highway in Mandan, serving Bismarck, Mandan, the entire region. New Buicks, new GMCs arriving daily. You got to get in on that, though. I mean, check out the new 2022, the new Sierras. Oh, my gosh, beautiful. The AT4 lineup. For well-qualified buyers, there's a lot of free money out there, too. A lot of 0% APR money, and there's some great purchase allowances as well. So check them all out, the new GMCs, and, of course, the Schwann Buick GMC, the new Buicks as well. Check out the new the Hummer EV, too, that pickup and SUV. I'll tell you what, it is pretty cool. Think about an electric Hummer. I mean, man. More at SchwannBuickGMC.com. Call them with any questions, 701-214-6372. SchwannBuickGMC.com. Rod, wrapping it up, buddy.
We are wrapping it up with my good friend Dean Bresciani, president of North Dakota State University. Dean, how are you today?
Good morning, Ron. I could not be better.
I extended an invite for Senator Hovind to Pheasant Hunt tomorrow, and he took a pass. It's 35 below wind chill in Bismarck. Are you up for it?
I'm all in.
Dean's a great pheasant hunter. He can tough it out with the best of us. So, Dean, we've been talking a lot about workforce. You got a dozen years at NDSU. You've seen a lot of things come and go. And where are we headed? And with the students of tomorrow, and what can we do to inspire them to get engaged and get to work and get a degree?
Well, great question, Ron, and I've been excited about the course of the conversation this morning. I think at least in my 12 years, we're seeing a changing perspective of the state's two research universities and the capacity they have in terms of workforce development. And it's not just in educating those young people, but it's bringing them to the state in the first place. And I would argue, and admittedly with some bias, that our two research universities perhaps are the single most powerful tool we have for bringing young people to North Dakota. And when we educate them here and have jobs waiting for them and they're recruited in their junior and sometimes even sophomore year, that's the best possible use of those research universities in terms of economic development and workforce that we have in our toolbox. And I think people are starting to realize that. And again, with bias included, particularly for NDSU being in the state's largest urban area with the most job opportunities, the most diverse job opportunities, higher ed and our research universities, I think are starting to become, that we're starting to better understand their power as a tool towards economic development.
Dean, I think that's a great point, and then it's really also up to the business community to get engaged and provide internships and get those folks working in North Dakota during their off times of the breaks, during the summer. There seems to be a lot of opportunity there.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and I've seen that dramatically change in terms of employers wanting to take advantage of our research universities, or more particularly their students, and taking advantage of just what I was talking about. Once we have them here, if we can set the hook, they don't leave. And the majority of NDSU's out-of-state students, I can't speak to UND statistics, but the majority of NDSU's out-of-state students stay in North Dakota after they graduate. They find such incredible opportunities. They've gotten engaged through internships. And both the employers are stepping up in that way, and light and self-interest perhaps. But what we're seeing as far as the capital campaign at NDSU and the record-breaking amount, that's going to come in at, and that's not just NDSU. I suspect that UND will launch a campaign in the near future, and their business leaders will step up and want to support the university. Because again, I think the public is starting to understand just how powerful those research universities can be in keeping our North Dakota young people and in drawing young people from other states to North Dakota.
Dean, the greatest thing in 2021 in higher ed for me is certainly getting my kids back in front of real teachers in a real classroom. How about for you?
Well, absolutely. You know, if there's a silver lining to the past COVID year, which it's hard to find silver linings in that, we learned something. You know, there's been a lot of talk, a lot of rhetoric about higher education can be delivered just as well online. And what we learned is that for most students now, and I underline most, that is simply not the case. The retention rates, the course loads, the learning outcomes, and the it just all suffered dramatically by a completely online approach. And what we know, and as your kids would attest to, is there is no substitute for being in the classroom with a PhD faculty member and their peers discussing, debating, testing ideas, and the learning outcome difference is just stunning versus students who are attending only online. And it was a hard way to learn that lesson, but I'm glad we did, because I think we were heading in a direction where the easy solution was everything can be online, and what we've learned is that's just not the case.
Yeah, well, it certainly is not, and I thank you for your leadership in that role. I know watching my daughters at your university was really, really important, as you and I have discussed. So,
yeah.
Let's do what we need to do today, Dean. We got to get over and talk a little bit of football here. my first question for you is not about the game, but we're going to get to that. But we got just a few minutes here. But with all of these schools, JMU, Sam Houston leaving the division, what's that mean? What's the outlook?
Well, at ESU, we're, I think, not as driven, if not for some schools, intoxicated with FBS being a better place to be. We have a national brand, a national presence, and we're financially balanced in how we approach athletics in general and the football program specifically. So we don't need to move to FBS to accomplish what some of those other schools.
All right, Dean, they're going to wrap us up to wrap up the show for the year. What's the prediction for the game?
I think we're going to have an exciting game, but NDSU will.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.